Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Friday 46, Lori Lightfoot joins us. It's a name you know, or if you don't, you should know better, and she's running for mayor. And good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, that's presumptuous of me. Can I call you Lori?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for that. I want to ask you about Alderman Burke, obviously, yeah. Because none of the other mayoral candidates have spoken about this. But we also have a time issue here, and I don't want to shortchange this. So if you can hang with us for just a couple of minutes, we can get into this in deeper detail. But I also want to be able to direct people to your campaign website, which is what?
It's LightfootForChicago.com.
All right.
A lot of good information and ways to participate and donate, of course.
Lori Lightfoot joins us. She's running for mayor, and as I said, the only mayoral candidate willing to talk about the fact that Alderman Ed Burke, who is about to celebrate his 50th anniversary as a Chicago alderman, had his offices raided last week by the FBI. Now, Lori Lightfoot, you know something about this. That doesn't just happen. That takes a long time, so therefore they must have been looking for something in particular.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we saw last week was the decision by the federal authorities to go overt with what was surely a lengthy covert investigation in order to get search warrants for sitting elected officials of government offices. That's something you've got to have substantial evidence. It's got to be vetted and approved by people in Washington, D.C. at Main Justice. And then it's got to be a pass muster with the federal magistrate judge here in Chicago. So this is a very significant development that I'm frankly surprised and disappointed that so few other mayoral candidates are even willing to step up, and certainly none of the quote-unquote frontrunners. I think the Chicago Tribune did an excellent job of detailing why it is that they may be silent because of their personal and political connections with Burke. But this isn't a time for silence. People all over the city are so cynical and sick of the broken machine style politics in the city, and they want change. And I think this is an important inflection point in that moment. You can see who are standing on the side of the status quo in the broken machine versus who is independent and willing to call it as they see it.
So going forward from here, because you know you've stated the case well that you're willing to speak up, and you're absolutely right. You can see it in the Tribune. You can do any research you want. But the fact of the matter is, all the names you know well that are running for mayor just aren't talking about it. They don't want to talk about the fact that the longest-serving alderman and arguably the second most powerful man in Chicago had his offices raided by the FBI. They don't want to even discuss it. And I don't know how you can be the next mayor of Chicago and not want to be on the record as how you're going to deal with this going forward. So let's go forward. You're the next mayor of Chicago. What do you do when this happens?
Well, first of all, you demand that Ed Burke step down as chair of the Finance Committee. There's a lot of significant financial issues that have to be addressed in the short term and in the intermediate term before the election next year. So, frankly, Rahm Emanuel should be doing that right now. But if that doesn't happen and I'm mayor, that's an immediate thing. Another thing that, frankly, I've been railing against for some time is the fact that Ed Burke has exclusive dominion over the city's workers' comp function. It has no visibility by anybody outside of his small little fiefdom. We have no idea what's going on there. It's $100 million a year. That we have no idea if it's being managed well or not. That has to be stripped immediately.
Lori, this is an interesting case because you have a lot of people who want to be the next mayor of Chicago, a field that's pretty vast. And every single one of them wants to run on a progressive mantle. They want to be the independent, but they also want to be the mainstream. They want to cater to everybody, which is politics. But will this kind of issue, when you have a raid and the Tribune's piece sort of sorts out why some of these front runners aren't talking about this issue, is this the rubber meets the road moment where we as voters understand who truly is independent and truly is progressive and who is just talking?
Well, I think you put it 100% right. This is the defining moment of this campaign. You have all these people who found political courage after Goliath was slayed, after Rahm Emanuel decides he's not going to run. Suddenly they believe, oh, there's all these issues and I have a vision. But you cannot call yourself a progressive. You cannot call yourself somebody who wants to have a transparent, good government if you do not speak up on this important moment. So I think voters can draw a lot of conclusions. And frankly, if they want the same old, they got an a la carte menu. pick a Chico, pick a Preckwinkle, Mendoza, Daley, and so forth. But if you truly want change and you want somebody who's going to stand up and stand tall in the moments of importance, then I am in that lane by myself. I'm truly the only independent person of credibility that's running for mayor.
Take a Chico, pick a Preckwinkle. Sounds like a children's book I read to Abigail this weekend. Justin,
so,
one
I mean,
more?
They're all various points on the broken status quo, the broken political machine.
Yeah, you're
now,
exactly right.
Lori, you know, as there are a lot of candidates running here and a lot of people with the backing of big money and of course, the Democratic Party, where do you see yourself here? What's the roadmap for you to get some traction and to, if not force a runoff, win this thing?
Well, I see myself as the independent reform candidate. I see myself as the only person who's going to be able to put together a citywide coalition of people who want change. I mean, I've been out on the campaign trail since early May of this year, everywhere that I've gone, in every neighborhood, every demographic, over and over again, the consistent theme is we want a different kind of leader. We want a different kind of city government. We have to have change to be able to move forward and tackle the top problems that the city is facing. I mean, again, this moment where people are ducking and hiding, that's not the kind of leadership that Chicago deserves or that people want. So I think this is the way that we're going to be able to continue defining us as different than the pack of folks who are wedded to the status quo.
I salute the fact that you've stepped up and you're talking about it, because there's way too many politicians, not just in the city, but in the state, that hide and aren't willing to come on and talk about whatever the problems are. And this is a significant story, a huge story. Lori Lightfoot, website again for your campaign.
It's LightfootForChicago.com, and follow us on social. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Lori.
Appreciate you being on.